This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. On Monday, Browns senior editor Vic Carucci sat down with head coach Pat Shurmur to talk about how the Browns used their time off to prepare for this week's matchup against the Dallas Cowboys. Here's a listen to part of that interview.
Cleveland Browns Daily One-on-Ones, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
And joined right now by the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Coach, how was your bye weekend?
That was good. You know, as I said earlier in the week, I was just going to change the routine. I didn't go anywhere. I got a chance to watch my son's team play and just try to recharge the batteries a little bit. Had a chance to get a lot of good work done last week. And yesterday I had a chance to watch a lot of the games. And so we're fast moving toward our preparation and getting ready to play Dallas, and I think that's where we're at.
What was the biggest accomplishment, if you could put it that way, of this bye week for, first of all, for you with the team? I know you didn't have them on the field a long time, but you certainly had time with them at the beginning of last week. And when you sent them off on their way, what was your greatest sense of, okay, we accomplished this, we got this done?
Well, I think you get the last game cleaned up. You know, you sit back and you try to put together a way for us to get better on our fundamentals, which we did. And then you want to encourage the players to sit back in their quiet time and think about, okay, this is what I did well. These are the things I got to work on. You know, if I do this just a little bit better, you know, and the same can be said for the coaches. You know, you sit back and you do that. So that as you move forward here, and we got just under a half a season to play, where we've got a chance to do some great things, but we got to go out, you know, and obviously play the first game, and I think that's important as well. But you just try to refocus and recenter and try to do the things that you did well in the first half and get better at them, and then some of the things that you didn't do well, maybe put those on the shelf for next year.
And as you look at the Cowboys, the team that you've been studying and have this extra time to look at, what are some of the things that come to mind? I mean, right off the bat, offensively, we know the veteran quarterback, Tony Romo, and we know the weapons that he has. There's a challenge there immediately for your defense to deal with him.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys, and I remember this from my years in Philly, where we played them twice, sometimes three times a year. You know, they're a very talented team, and they got good players really everywhere. You know, they look the part, they play the part. I mean, they're an outstanding football team, and they're dangerous because they can open the game up on one throw. And, you know, they challenge you on defense. You know, their scheme is good. Obviously, Rob Ryan likes to bring pressure, which causes the quarterback to get out of his zone, so to speak. But, you know, I think it's important that we go down there and play our game, try to eliminate the distractions and go. Offensively, of course, Tony Romo can get hot. And when he does, he's tough to beat. And then they've kind of worked in, they're getting their running game going as well, which I think any team needs to have if you're going to win a bunch of games, especially late in the year. And so, you know, again, they're going to be a big challenge. And then on special teams, heck, anytime you return a punt for a touchdown, you contribute scores beyond field goals and extra points. That's tough on the opponent.
Well, Coach, thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, sounds good.